Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 2 Preview and Picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $10 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. Get mountain cold refreshment delivered straight to your door via Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/SGP. That's CoorsLight.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by StableDuel. StableDuel is a horse racing DFS app where you can play free and paid games for real cash prizes. You can win as much as 40 grand with one entry. Head over to StableDuel.com to get started today. And last but not least, you're brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
Hey, this is Eric Metcalf. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive it did.
USFL Gambling Podcast Week 2 Preview and Picks episode. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We got football Friday. We got football Saturday. We got football Sunday. I know this guy's excited for that type of lineup. Give it up for the DFS God himself. The rooftop IPA drinking, home brew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. What's going on, man?
I mean, is it just great? Let me just cue in this, all right?
There are those who say that the fun has gone out of football, that it's become too predictable. For them, let me present 30 seconds of football, USFL style.
The USFL, where football is still a game.
Yes, it's there still a game. Look, I love these little ads. Look, I'm doing deep, deep detective work on the old USFL.
And we got games, what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yes. I mean, it's perfect. It is perfect. They really did a great job on stretching these out. Now, I didn't get a chance to talk to you because we were I had just won DraftKings first place for my USFL week one entry.
Cha-ching.
First place. That's not in one of our little contests with SGPN fans. That is overall. So talk to your boy Pick Dundee and make sure you check out the DFS show. But I didn't get a chance to talk to you Monday night because I wanted to record while I was happy and just winning all that money.
Right.
What'd you make of week one USFL action?
Good, man. I was impressed. I thought it was, a very solid spring football league, especially given the fact that they didn't have a whole lot of time to come together, to prepare, to practice, to get on the same page as your teammates, So I thought the quality of football was at a pretty high level. The entertainment aspect was definitely there. It's a lot to look forward to. I think that, the season's just going to pick up steam as we, progress through it. So I think it should be another good weekend of football. And like I said earlier, I'm pumped that we got, 3 days of it.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm curious. So like I gave away my power rankings, just to refresh the audience and perhaps yourself. I had at number one, because there's only 8 teams in this league, I thought the team that looked the best to me were the New Orleans Breakers, right? Breakers defense. Oh, they have 6 sacks. They had multiple turnovers. And then you have Slaughter Sundays, which are going to happen again this Sunday. Cause that guy looks like, in my opinion, he looks like the best quarterback in the league. I know some other quarterbacks played well, but man, Slaughter looked really good.
Yeah.
Then you have number two for me. And this is the hard one here. I had to battle out between the Houston Gamblers or Tampa Bay Bandits. I went Tampa Bay Bandits, but I also think that could have been because the Maulers are so bad.
Yeah. I think this week coming up here, we got Breakers Bandits, we're going to find out who's real, who's pretend. So far I'm lockstep with you though. I do have Breakers 1, Bandits 2. Yeah. We don't know about the Bandits defense. Sure. They limited Pittsburgh to 3 points, but that offense just looked atrocious. Kirby Wilson, I think, probably going to be an awful head coach. All signs are pointing in that direction. So yeah, even when they won by 2 touchdowns, it wasn't all that impressive. They should have had more than 17 points on the board. They squandered a couple, scoring opportunities. So I would say overall, that game is, if I had to give that game a grade, I'd get like a B, So we'll see this week, but so far I'm with you. New Orleans 1, Tampa Bay 2.
I went Houston 3. Well, I had to put the undefeated teams in the top 4.
I might put Birmingham at 3 though.
See, but I think Birmingham stole that game. I think Birmingham, first off, blessing in disguise, like I called out on the SGP week 1 preview. I said, man, watch out for Jamar Smith. If he gets some reps, he's been in Skip Holtz's offense for like 5 years. And sure enough, it wasn't because Skip Holtz was just going to play him. It was because of injury. Alex Manu got injured.
Right.
But I also thought the Generals missed a lot of field goals. They didn't go for a 4th-and-2, which was surprising the way they were running the football.
But look, the Stallions put up 28 points. That was with Jamar Smith basically playing a half.
That's true.
So I'm going to put Birmingham 3, Houston 4.
I put Houston because I tell you this, Houston's defense looked legit. All right.
But once again, is it a bad Jeff Fisher, Michigan Panthers offense that had something to do with it?
Perhaps, but I actually think they're actually decent. I think Jay Patterson had a JP Lossman moment when he slipped and got up and then got blasted and fumbled the ball and it went back for 7. But I still think, so at 4, I'm going to put Birmingham. At 5, I think the Philadelphia Stars are the best team that lost. Them are the Generals to me.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yep.
And the Michigan Panthers after that, and then at 8, but I think the Panthers are actually still in that mix of good. I think there's only one team that looks clearly bad to me.
Well, I would say the Panthers and Maulers, there's a good chance both of them have pretty good defenses.
Yeah.
The problem with Pittsburgh offensively is that I don't think they have much to work with at all. I do think Michigan and Patterson, they have some more options to work with as long as Jeff Fisher doesn't get in their way.
Yeah.
They have more potential on offense. So I agree. Worst team in the league is Pittsburgh. Right now, I guess I have Michigan 2nd worst, but it'll be interesting because I do see some potential in that team.
I do too. And when you look, I think they had like 42 runs in that game against the Gamblers. I think that was the most in the league. However, the Generals ran the ball 24 straight times, and they're playing this Friday night on the USA Network. I mean, this one, let's just hop into it. Generals -1, over under at 41. Panthers +105 on the money line. Generals -125. Now this one's interesting to me because I don't understand why he benched Luis Perez. I mean, not to throw stones at DeAndre Johnson, he played well.
Yeah,
but I just don't get it when you had a quarterback that was kind of moving the ball and scoring.
Sure, I mean, first half Luis Perez threw for about 143, two touchdowns. I mean, and then the second half they completely switched their philosophy and they ran it almost exclusively. So like, yeah, you know, who are they? You know, who are they? Who do they want to be? What kind of offense do they want to run? And then I think it's fair to say, you know, what kind of defense do they have to give up that many points, especially in the second half to Birmingham? The defense may be a big question mark.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is 100% true. So I think that's what makes this one pretty compelling. I'm very curious. I feel like the chalk plays last week, I feel like everyone was going Generals. They mm-hmm. lost. I feel like everyone was going Philadelphia Stars. They lost. I think the Gamblers Panthers seem to be split. And then the Bandits actually, the chalk held up. I lean Generals here. I think the Generals are a better football team. I think they're better coached. I think they have two capable quarterbacks of beating you, where the Panthers, I mean, when they put in Paxton Lynch, he looked terrible.
Yeah.
So I think that the Generals are just a better football team.
Yeah. My concern though, I mean, one of the reasons why Michigan lost is that they committed three turnovers, a couple fumbles lost, the interception thrown by Paxton Lynch. They cleaned that up a little bit. And I do think they have a solid ground game and a pretty strong defense, but overall I agree. I'm going to take the Generals laying one. I think it's up to 1.5 now. I do think they just have a couple more playmakers offensively and probably better quarterback play. And potentially a better coach. So I agree. I'm with you. I'm going to lay the 1 or 1.5 with the Generals.
So we're going chalk there. What about the over under there?
Let's see here. What did I do there? I went under. Yeah. You know, because I do think that Michigan defense is pretty strong, and if they can kind of dictate pace and limit New Jersey, I think it's going to be, I expect maybe 21-17, something like that.
Yeah. And by the way, it was 46 rushes by the Michigan Panthers, 46 rushes in game one.
I mean, Scarlett and Stevie Scott combined for 138 yards. So I'm saying the strong run defense, and that's why I'm a little worried about this Generals defense, if they can, limit those two backs.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to see the Panthers be able to throw the ball better, but I think it's a tough game to handicap, really. I think it's one of the harder ones of the weekend, if not the hardest.
We certainly don't have all the answers after one game, you know, I don't know if we have half the answers. So, I think after seeing a team twice, I think week three will be in a better position to feel pretty confident with our lines. This will game one either way. I went back and forth. Hell, I still might change it before Friday night, but as of now, I'm riding with you.
Lance Lenoir Jr. had 9 targets from Shea Patterson and Paxton Lynch. 9.
That's right.
Devin Ross, former Colorado Buffalo, 3 catches, 44 yards, 5 targets. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch that game. I lean Generals. I lean under as well in that one, just because I think the clock is going to, they're going to be bleeding that clock with the amount of that both these teams have ran the ball in week one. And I mean, that's Jeff Fisher's MO. So that's my play.
I thought he was going to open it up, huh?
He said he was.
I called bullshit on that.
We got Saturday. This one, I think 9 a.m. on the West, noon on the East, the Pittsburgh. Wait, I got this.
Here.
Battle of Pennsylvania going on in Birmingham, Alabama. Nick, Maulers are catching 7. This opened up at 6. It's now at 7. Over unders at 35. That's a low total. Maulers plus 240. Some juice there. Stars minus 305. This is what I'm worried about here. Is it seems so obvious. I'm still taking the Stars, but you know what? It seems so obvious to take the over that I'm actually going to take the under.
I'm actually on Pittsburgh and the under. You know, I agree. I think everybody that watched saw how inept that Pittsburgh offense looked. They saw the drama with the running back who was let go because of the chicken salad incident, you know, but for some reason, I think this game could be closer than people expect. And I'm getting a lot of points for a USFL game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of points considering that we really don't know who these teams are quite yet. And I do like the Mahler defense. I think Tampa Bay probably has a better offense than Philadelphia. And they limited Tampa to 17 points.
Shut them out in the second half, right?
There you go. Yeah. And yeah, and they started to move the ball some too once they opened it up and decided, hey, maybe we should throw it every once in a while.
I will say this. I placed my bet at 6.5, but I mean it's at 7 now. I still, if it goes any bit over 7, take the Maulers.
Yeah, I'm taking the points. You know, on Tally site, I just took it at 6.5. If I see it go up to 7, sure, even better. But I'm on Pittsburgh for a close game. I'm not going to money line. I think Philly could win, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy to lay that many points on the Stars right now.
I'm doing it just because I don't know the Maulers. I mean, Stars still put up some points. If anything, mm-hmm. they just missed field goals against the Breakers. That offense can score. So it's like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if Pittsburgh can keep up with that.
Yeah, true. I mean, and obviously if you're going Pittsburgh, you're probably on the under because I don't think this is going to be a shootout, you know, where the Maulers can keep pace. So yeah, it is a crazy low under of 36, but give me the Maulers. Give me the under.
Dude, I'm seeing it at 35 right now.
Oh, wow. He's just dropping. Yeah.
Give me a 21-10 final. 21-10.
21-10.
Under cashes. You got to zig when they zag.
Now I'm going to say it's going to be like 20-16 or something. It's going to be an oddball score.
Okay. I could see that. Maybe a 3-point conversion somewhere in there. All right. Then we got, let me get us paid. Cause I want to tell you that the USFL gambling podcast is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $10 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. Get mountain cold refreshment delivered straight to your door via Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/SGP. That's CoorsLight.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by StableDuel. StableDuel is a horse racing DFS app where you can play free and paid games for real cash prizes. You can win as much as 40 grand with one entry. So head over to StableDuel.com to get started today. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens. Yes, and their AG1 supplement. Probably wondering, hey, what is this stuff? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. The special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging, and all those things. And get this. I mean, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And I also want to tell you, we're brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. With added security, you might as well give away all of your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay true stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. So go to IPVanish.com/SGP and use the promotional code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. And last but not least, you're brought to you by us. NC Nick was just talking about his picks for the USFL. Well, all of our picks are free on the SGPN app, which is free to download in the App Store, Google Play Store. So grab that thing today and let it ride. All right. We are talking United States football. I mean, want to have some more music? Saturday night. We got a barn burner. The Birmingham Stallions are taking, they're at home, taking on the Houston Gamblers. Birmingham is laying 3.5 points. Woo. My power rankings have them. I have them fourth. I have the Gamblers third. Over under at 41. Gamblers are +130. Stallions are -150. But we do know this, and maybe this is why the line is like that, is the home crowd loved the Stallions last time.
That's true. It'll be curious to see. I mean, you know, last week was so funky. You know, the first game Saturday night, we saw a nice crowd, which is awesome to see. Then Sunday, the rain on Easter, you know, that didn't really lend itself to people showing up. And then the other game got pushed back to Monday night, you know, so short notice, people couldn't make plans, et cetera. So I want to see attendance and not just this game, but all the games. Hopefully we see an uptick this week. You know, not that they necessarily need big attendance numbers, but still, if football is nice to see fans involved, getting loud, getting rowdy, providing that, you know, home field environment, I guess. So I do want to see that. I'll be curious as to see the numbers coming through the gates this coming weekend, but this one should be a good one.
Yeah. I hope the numbers are up. I mean, people got to realize, I mean, I saw there was only 2,100 people at an Oakland A's game the other day. I know I tweeted out a photo of the Nationals.
Yeah.
Nationals, Diamondbacks game in DC, a day game. No one was at that fucking thing. But I mean, the A's had 2,100 for, I mean, that's after the game has ended, like that they've said is in attendance, 2,100. Right. That's pretty fucking terrible.
To be fair, that Nats game was a rain out, or it was pushed back from the day before. So kind of similar.
Yeah. The same as USFL.
Similar where, you know, first off day game on a Monday, I think it was, you know,
I see
a weekday.
Yeah. I see so many tweets though, the people that are saying like, I would love to support this league if they were playing in their hometowns. Why would you do this? Have we all lost our fucking minds on this?
Do this again?
Yeah. Like COVID was happening. All right.
Yeah. They had to plan it. They didn't know it would be opened up by now.
And different states. Are you kidding me? I mean, I feel like California, I still go into a coffee shop. You know, I'm here in LA. I'm right here in Eagle Rock. And I feel like I go down into the coffee shop and half the fucking place is still wearing masks. You know what I mean? Like, so
this was definitely the right move for year one, not to mention it's much lower operating cost to have it all in one city. So hopefully next year, you know, they branch out and obviously you have true road games and true home games, but for this year it makes sense. So deal with it. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Look, the 3.5 points over unders at 41, every game except the Mahler Stars, the over unders at 41. I thought that was funny. +130 on the money line for the Gamblers, Stallions -150. Do I need to say this money line? Kevin Sumlin. I mean, this is a battle of college coaches, and I know you got to that point the other day when we were talking, when you said, hey, the college coaches, the most recent college coaches, 3-0. I know Mike Riley coached college, but it was a while ago.
The college coaches who have never coached anything but college.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Bart Andrews has coached everything.
Yeah, that's true.
He could, the point was that the three college coaches that had never coached anything but college, they went 3-0.
And they were most recently coaching college in the past 2 years.
Yes.
So,
yes.
They went 3-0. That's something to consider. But both these guys are, someone's got to win here. Someone's got to lose. I'm on the Gamblers on the money line, man. I think they're going to beat them.
Definitely taking 3.5. You know, look at the Gamblers. Yeah, they were shut out in the second half, still hung on to get the win. Obviously, Clayton Thorson is probably not the answer, but I do love the combo at wide receiver with JoJo Ward and Isaiah Zuber. You know, so maybe your boy Kenji Bahar sees some more time this week. I think that's probably warranted. So I like what Houston can do here. And with Birmingham, you know, I take it Jamar Smith is going to play regardless of Magoo's health.
Yeah, I think his health, though, he didn't practice. So I think he's going to be the starter.
And you have to love his connection with Osiris Mitchell, the wideout from Mississippi State, who has such a size advantage over some of these smaller DBs, which is why I also like the over in this game, because I think we're going to have some points. I think the Houston offense is going to figure a few more things out.
Mark Thompson was running tough against the Panthers. I thought
I was impressed.
I would have gave him, I know he was dinged up a little bit before that Panther game.
Yeah.
But 13 for 71, and he had some runs that really like made the defense, like it looked like it hurt the defense, you know, like just physical, yeah. Boom, hitting you.
Now, you know, typical NFL gambling is you lay the hook, you know, you lay the 3.5, you take the 2.5. Is that, were you some, you, are you a little nervous with the 3.5?
No, like I said, I'm taking the 3.5 and I'm also taking it on the money line.
But are they trying to get people to bet on the Gamblers?
Maybe, because the only thing I can say is that home crowd, maybe that could be an X factor. That we got to consider that every time we handicap the Stallions, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm with you though. I'm taking the points, man. You know, it, almost like my philosophy for FCS in the spring last year. Take the points when you're in doubt. And I think it's two relatively equal teams here. So give me the points all day.
And I'm on the under in this one too.
I don't agree with you there. I'm on the over. Like I said, I think there's going to be some points here. I think both offenses are going to figure some things out. And I think you might have like a 24-21 game or so.
All right. 24-21. I think it's going to be a little close. That Gambler's defense going to, I think Jamar Smith's going to have some turnovers, a little sophomore slump. I like Jamar Smith though. Great job. Well,
that's a question mark too. I mean, like we weren't big Jamar Smith fans in college. He was a serviceable kind of game manager. So I was impressed with him last week. Can he do that on a consistent basis? Is he one of those like backups that, like, you know, if he just gets thrown in and doesn't have to think about it, he can perform. But you know, if he is, you know, named the starter, that's a little bit of a different thing. So I'll be interesting to see how Jamar Smith plays.
Offensive player of the week in the USFL last week. So,
all right.
All right. Well, next up, the final game Sunday. This is at noon my time and on the West, 3 PM on the East, the game of the week, I think the Breakers and the Bandits, my squad against Nick's squad.
We come from down in Gator country. We are the pride of Tampa Bay. We play football and we're called the Bandits. And we think our brand of ball is here to stay.
Bandit ball.
Gotta be rough. Bandit ball.
Bandit ball.
Oh, it's just so good. Come on. Just a great song. Just a great song. Now this one, I was surprised to see Bandits are 2.5 point favorites. Over under's back at 41. Breakers plus 125 on the money line. Bandits minus 145 on the money line. This is probably a battle that I think is the best two quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even if Tamu didn't have a great week one.
Yeah, I mean, the first quarter he looked really good, but then after that, but still, the Breakers defense looked and they played a decent offense with the stars.
Right. And
so Larry Fedora really. Really, look, I was hearing he bought a ranch in Waco. He was most recently the offensive coordinator of Baylor. He just bought a ranch, was They showed some shots of him. The dude looked like he was ripped. This guy's doing, he's roiding up. He's gotta be. But I think this is a battle between, I mean, obviously you got a Pepper Johnson going up against Slaughter Sundays. Pepper Johnson, Bill Belichick school of coaching. His defense looked pretty good against the Maulers, but then again, was that the Maulers being just shit on offense? Potentially. Yeah. I think Slaughter Sundays are going to make a statement here. They're a real thing. Give me the Breakers on the money line plus 125. And I'm even going to say this. Can I talk my listeners into a little parlay of the Breakers plus 125 and the Gamblers at plus 130?
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, you know, I'm with you here again. I hate to say it. You know, I am a Tampa Bay fan, but I don't know who they are just yet. I think Pittsburgh is obviously the worst team in the league. So I don't know how valuable that victory was. I want to see them play a tougher team. I want to see what the defense can do. Cause I mean, yeah, did they look good? Sure. But who are they playing? That's the biggest question mark. So right now, I mean, the offense stalled out too many times. They should have put up more points than 17, like I mentioned before. So right now I have question marks about my Bandits. So I'm with you. Actually, I'm going to take the points and go Breakers.
Boom. And I lean over here. Are you on the,
I went
here?
Over as well. Okay. Once again, I think both teams can be in the 20s. Offenses are going to get better. You know, once they get, you know, more in rhythm and in sync, you know, quarterbacks with the receivers, you know, the coaches understanding the personnel and what play calls are best. I think we're going to see scores start getting a little bit better. And I think, like you mentioned, this might be the two best quarterbacks in the league. So I do expect both teams to be in the 20s. And obviously that equals an over.
All right. Well, now let me ask you this, for NC Nick, what is your lock of the week?
Lock of the week. I was not prepared for this.
That's what I like about it.
My lock of the week. So it's definitely not the New Orleans Tampa Bay game. I'm going process of elimination here. So not New Orleans Tampa Bay. It's definitely not the Pittsburgh plus 6.5 because that's questionable. So I'm going to go Houston plus 3.5. come on. Are you serious?
That's my lock too, buddy. That is my lock too. So look here, now you get the Dundee music now. Lock it up. Gamblers plus 3.5 and take some of that on the money line and do that parlay. Like I said, and yeah, you'll be doing that gambling song. You can get that thing on YouTube. Yeah, folks, subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. Also remember, check out our DFS show. I just finished first place and I gave away 95% of that lineup. You guys didn't play it, I guess, or you played it and I beat you barely because I switched quarterbacks last second. Either way, we know what the hell we're talking about. So check out the DFS show on the USFL Gambling Podcast. Also check out the College Football Experience. We talk college football year round over there. Me, Patty C, NC Nick. And you know, we've been handicapping every single game over there for the past 5 years, never had a losing season. Subscribe, tell a friend, and also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, College Baseball Experience. We got to just the Sports Gambling Podcast, their network. And you know, we are a part of that network, but they have so many. They have the Golf Gambling Podcast. They have the NHL, the NHL and NBA playoffs are heating up. So we got you covered over here at SGPN. So do that, get that SGPN app. You'll get access to all of our articles. Nick writes a ton of great articles over there. All of our content, all of our picks are available there. It's free. You got no excuse. All right. I'm on Twitter at @DColbyD. NC Nick's on Twitter at @NC_NICK, the College Football Experience. Well, you just subscribe to that one. The USFL Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at USFL Gambling, and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at the SGP Network. Check out all those. And yeah, let's enjoy some Houston Gamblers music on this way out here. This is the USFL Gambling Podcast week 2 preview and picks episode. You better start thinking about yours, and we out of here. We can really ride and shoot, and the whole team's good.